Breaking news, breaking news. Mount St. Helens volcano just erupted, ladies and gentlemen. The volcano shot high up in the sky. Volcanic ash is coming down in the United States of America in Washington State. Volcano, 57 people have died. The volcano blew its top, ladies and gentlemen. This is breaking news live in Paradise, California. This is your meteorologist, Sweetie Christo, speaking, and we want to let you know that danger has happened. 57 people have died. The volcano blew its top in the United States of America on this day, May 18, in the western Washington state. Ladies and gentlemen, this is a severe activation. The people were told to evacuate, and some people stayed behind, and danger has happened. They recorded in CNN News in Los Angeles, CNN AP News in California, and CNN News in New York City that the report has been 57 people lost their lives, burnt up, and Hagio Spirit Lake has went from 40 degrees to 400 degrees, 4,000 degrees now. And the temperature up in the atmosphere is 4,000 degrees at the Mount St. Helens Peak. The top has blue ashes raining down on Washington State. All kinds of action is happening, ladies and gentlemen. This is live on the news, and this happened on May 18, 1980. Now, ladies and gentlemen, it didn't happen today. The day is May 18, 2014. What we were doing was giving you a scenario of what happened 54 years ago on this very day, on that very day of the week, on a Sunday at 8:33 in the morning Pacific time zone. The mountains, the volcanoes, the scripture says in the book of Matthew, they were praising Jesus, the Christ, the eternal Son of God, and the people were saying, the priests were saying, now, Jesus, why are the people praising you? And I believe that was around Palm Tree Sunday when that was going on. They were giving him glory, glorifying the kingdom of glory, magnifying his holy name as he was going through Jerusalem. And Jesus replied back to the people. They said, if we do not give praise, if the people do not give me praise, the rocks will cry out. The volcanic rocks will cry out of the mountains. The meteorites will come down and shower on the earth. What is happening? What is major? The volcanoes are bearing witness of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus Christ must be exalted on this day and every day. Today is May 18, Sunday, 2014 A.D., in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ, of the New Age and Consummation of Fire, and we are here live at Shangri-La, Thailand, in the Republic of Thailand in Southeast Asia, giving glory to Jesus Christ, the King of Glory. My brother, now what's going on here about these volcanoes? Volcanoes are still going on. They're going on in Ecuador, and they're going off in Alaska, in the United States of America, in Central America, and then Los Angeles area. The fires are raging hot. High and San Diego, then they got Mount Shasta with all that heat and magma. What the dealio?
Yeah, well, what's happening is as the heat is rising up from the magma of the earth, and it's rising. That's why you see all these fires, my loving brother. The fires are happening because of the heat. And what's causing that is the lack of Jesus' praise. That Jesus' praise, see what happened, the rocks would cry out. Like when Lord Jesus Christ was on earth, and they were saying, oh, why they praise you? He stated, if they don't praise me, the rocks will praise me. So what's happening now, people are getting away from the Lord Jesus Christ. They are not praising that name, that energy name, that Christ-like energy, my loving brother. And when you refuse to do that, and when all kinds of stuff is going on in the world, when we could say negative stuff, then nature is rising up. Nature can't take that. So volcanoes, earthquake, they're shaking. They're trying to deal with these vibrations. Just like long ago when Satan got cast to the earth, it was paradisic. When Lucifer came to earth here, oh, it's volcanoes start the negative vibrations. The volcano style, tidal waves, everything. Then Jesus had to come and recreate it. That's why it's his planet. He had to come and recreate it because there was so much diffusion and all kinds of misconfusion because of negative vibrations. You have to have the vibrations of Jesus, praising, living the life. If you don't do it, then what's going to happen? When you see these storms come, they are directed by God's Holy Spirit, Jesus' Spirit. And when Jesus' Spirit moves, it's everywhere. And when negative comes, the plants, the nature, the rocks, the magma, everything is going to rise up. Things are going to happen. Volcanoes, things are directed. Tornadoes, they are directed by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit, Jesus' Spirit, directs this energy everywhere. And when you see the cities getting tore up, it's the direction of the Holy Spirit. See, the Holy Spirit, Jesus' Spirit, it is the one that's going to purify the earth through the weather. My brother's a weather god, so he knows. And the weather is going to do it through earthquakes. It's not part of the weather, but it's part of nature. And it rocks you because the vibration is so negative, so it has to try to shake it off. It has to move. It can't take the vibrations. So you get the vibration is just moving the earth. Then you have the tornadoes come. Then you have the hurricanes come. Then you have these big magma storms coming with the big rock like hail. I mean, people say it's judgment, but what it is purifying the earth. And all negative can't stay on this earth. You know that because we are living in the end times. The end times can be glorious as people come to Jesus in their hearts and magnify that perfect name. Like this week, the angels were sad. They came to my brother, over a million angels. They were sad on this earth. You know why? They say, Jesus is not being magnified. What is Son of God University going to do? What is Son of God University going to do? Well, we're going to tell I think it's 993 million that's listening now, Jesus, this is what we're going to tell you. You need to get into Jesus. You need to magnify that name. It's no under name that's powerful than Jesus. The Son of God came in flesh. He came here. He was Jesus. Then you have the eternal energy that you get after he baptized you, and it's all over. You're into that energy. You have to magnify that Jesus. You have to say the name. The name radiates. The name energizes. The name protects you. The name enlivens you. It does everything. It is your God on earth. Once you go to the God Jesus, and then he start baptizing you with the Holy Ghost, that God in you radiates. And then as it radiates, it's your friend. It's your Savior. It's your Redeemer. You have to get in touch with that. Because if you don't, then you out lost. You're a lost tribe of Judah. What I'm saying by that is that nothing's going to protect you. You have no protection. You have nothing. Nothing. You're just walking in darkness, basically. Because without the power of Jesus, that name, being radiated and magnified, you're lost. Things are going to happen. There's been many stories on TV, as you heard. The lady had her house right in the middle of the storm. Her house wasn't touched. I think it was in Chicago.
Chicago, Illinois.
Yeah. And everybody, and this is in the USA, everybody else's house was destroyed. She said, I magnify Jesus. She said, I magnify the Lord Jesus. She didn't say Jesus. Let's
right.
I'm saying Jesus, but she magnified the Lord Jesus, and her house was protected. It's been many thousands and millions of stories that you probably haven't heard of that people have been protected by that name. And my brother said one other time I'm bringing up that somebody was going to shoot somebody in the head, some friends of ours. And he said, what was that name? He said,
Allah,
Jesus.
Uh-huh.
Allah, Jehovah, Jesus. He said that.
Over and over.
Over and over. And the guy shot his friend in the head, but the gun turned around and shot the guy who was going to shoot, shot him.
Uh-huh.
Now, that name is powerful. It is very powerful. My loving brothers and sisters, it's time because things are raining on the earth. And the only way of protection is Jesus. I'm sad to say that the Christian world today does not magnify that name because they're into some Lord. I don't know what Lord they're into, but when you say Lord, that's a title. We're into, you have to magnify the name. The Muslims magnify their name. You know they're going to say Allah. But how come the Christian world refuses to do that? I don't know. I know a lot of angels are sad. I know a lot of people, bless my brother.
I know why they don't want to magnify the name of God, Jesus, because the Nicobites are not in love with God, Jesus. The Christian people, I love you, Christian sweetheart, babies, but you got to wake up and you got to revive yourself, because the revival is on by Son of God University, and you got to magnify and worship and praise and adore Jesus. And the reason why they don't praise Jesus, because they're not experiencing, they're getting bored, because they're just sitting back on their fat asses or medium asses, and they don't want to get excited and get thrilled, work in the garden and praise Jesus, work in your yard, praise Jesus, look at the flower and thumb the flower and magnify Jesus. They have not recognized that Jesus is the name of all power. Jesus is the creator. I think we need to sing a few praises to Jesus.
And another thing, too, the main thing is they don't have the Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Without the power, you can't do anything. The scriptures say you got to have the power. Now, on your own, you can't magnify. You're not going to have no love. Let's face it. It's the power of the Holy Ghost. Once you get it by praising Jesus, you get that, that puts you in love with Jesus. And that's the only way. And we showed it more and more. We told you how to come through this and get this Holy Ghost. And we're going to go over it today, how you can get this holy power within you, and then you will love the name.
That's right.
On yourself, you can't do nothing. You can't do a thing. You can't do anything without that name. That name is a power. It's a power to forgive, to love, to everything. So to answer my brother's question, the rocks are starting to cry out.
Yes.
The lava is starting to flow up, especially in the western part of the United States of America. California, the main one, is starting to rise up. It's starting to heat up. You see all these fires. Everything is starting to heat up. And so, my loving brothers and sisters, get into the name Jesus.
Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Jesus.
Or just Jesus.
Jesus.
You're not bound. We say Jesusy, you know, but you can say Jesus. Or you can say
Jesus
Christ. Jesus, for touching each soul as we magnify your name. We thank you that you are in each soul, and we thank you for the Holy Spirit that will alive each person that hear our voice, alive them with the power of the Holy Ghost so they will be in love and praise to you. Thank you for doing it. Thank you for hearing us, and we thank you. Amen.
Lord Jesus' name.
John Jesus Christ, we thank you.
Yes.
This is Son of God University. No doubt, my loving brother, sweetie, is here. We're here. We're back on the scene with the revival that's continued. It's the revival is here, my loving brothers and sisters. It's here. The revolution is on. The Christ light is activated. It's ready and willing in your hearts. Let's get ready to hear the message.
Yes, that's right, sweetheart Bibles. And the book of Colossians, it's in the New Testament scriptures. It's a powerful, wonderful book with only four chapters, but it speaks about the preeminence of Christ. It speaks about the glory of Jesus Christ. It speaks about the throne, the thrones that were created, and dominions, principalities, and powers. It speaks about how Jesus Christ, the King of Glory, is the head of all thrones, all principalities, all powers, all angels, and he's the head of all the gods. Jesus Christ is the supreme Son of the living God. Jesus Christ is the eternal power of the universe. Jesus Christ is the first and the last, King Alpha, King Omega, his royal majesty, his imperial majesty, the God of the universe, the Lord of all creation, the Christ, the crystallization, the Savior of glorification, the God of jubilation. It's time, sanctified individuals. It's time, beautiful Christians, Muslims, Hindus, everybody, everywhere, Buddhists, Jewish. It's time to magnify the glorified name of Jesus. Now, in the book of Colossians, the third chapter, verse 17, it says, all that thou doest, do it in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's important, sweetheart. That's why it's important to be christened or christened in the name of the Lord Jesus, to be blessed, to be purified. That name is a name of protection, like that spoken about by Father Solomon, the book called The Wonders of the Holy Name. And we talked about this before, that the people, when they got the flu back in, I believe, the 1800s or 1600s or somewhere in that, the bubonic plague, and how the Holy Fathers and the Pope and the Cardinals ordered all the ministers and fathers to have the permissioners pray to Jesus in the name of Jesus Christ that this plague might be lifted. And when they begin to get the one accord, they begin to focus on the Son of God, and they begin to call on the glorified, romantic, magnanimous name of Jesus Christ, sweethearts, baby, they got benefit. They got benefit. It's time to rise up, to wake up and recognize that we are temples of the Holy Spirit of Jesus Christ. If you're going to be a temple of the Holy Spirit, you got to be in love with Jesus, the highest prophet, the supreme king, the glorified high priest. I tell you, this Jesus Christ is too good. He is dynamic. He is glorious. Jesus Christ is magnanimous, and the human beings can become magnanimous also as we become in love with Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ, the King of Glory. That's why the volcanoes are excited. That's why they're protesting that they get rid of man's negativity. That's what the angels were said the other day. That blew my mind. 1.2 million angels or so to come down here, and they were said and say, "What's happening with you? Why are the people not magnifying Jesus Christ? What are you going to do, President Sweetie of Southern God University?" I said, "Oh, we're going to get the ball rolling. We're going to get the fire glowing. This is Jesus Christ. This is His glory, His day. Jesus Christ, Jesus fire, new and everlasting covenant today on May 18, 2014 A.D. in the year of our Lord Jesus Christ of the new age of consummation and fire." Now, you asked earlier, during the first part, about how can people get this glorious fire? Well, they got to do what the book of Acts did in Acts, the second chapter, verse 38. Then Peter said unto them, the question was, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" And there was the people that were at the temple on their Pentecost, and they were wondering, well, how do we get this power? What kind of changes do we got to do? And the Peter stood up and said, repent, you know, like confess all your negatives, confess your sins, get rid of the flip-flop and lollipopping. Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ.
What is repenting, my loving brother?
Repentance is to ask Jesus Christ for holy forgiveness. It's to be godly sorrow for all your negatives that you have done. It's a meltdown. Your soul cries out. Your conscience is touched by the Holy Spirit energy. And repentance is a turnabout. It's when you're tired of being sick and tired of negativity. So you turn around, you cry out, reach out to the Lord Jesus Christ, and you ask Jesus, oh, sweet Jesus Christ, darling baby, thank you. Will you please forgive me for all my negative?
Do you have to scream to the heavens to hear from
you? No, sweetheart. You don't have to scream to the heavens because Jesus Christ's energy is everywhere present. It's on the earth. It's in the heavens. It's in the stratosphere. In the ionosphere.
So it's omnipresent.
Omnipresent. In the atmosphere. Everywhere. Omnipresent. Yes. So that's the good news right there. And when we do that and we talk to Jesus and ask for forgiveness, and then it says we get baptized in his name, the name of Jesus Christ, for the remission of sins or for the forgiveness of sins by doing that sacred act of being baptized in the name of Jesus, that washes away our sins. And then we availability to be filled with the Holy Ghost on every coast.
So how do you be filled with the Holy Ghost on every coast?
Well, you cry out to Jesus and you praise Jesus Christ. You worship Jesus. You know, if you don't repent and ask for forgiveness, and by the power of praising Jesus, making love to Jesus. How do you ask? How do you make love to Jesus? I'm glad you asked. You make love by adoring, worshiping, and you say, "Dear Jesus, sweetheart, I love you. I love you. I love you." Just like a man and a woman, they get together, they express their love to one another. How much more do we express the love to Jesus Christ, who lives within us, around us, and all through us? And by making love and giving divine praise and the glorious rosy red light ray gratitude, giving thanks. Giving thanks to Jesus Christ makes the ball roll with fire of glory, and we progress.
So by giving love to this God, Jesus, you're saying the Holy Ghost will come. He's the director of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
He gives the Holy Ghost. So by praising the being, the Son of Man,
uh-huh.
Jesus,
yes.
You would get this Holy Ghost. Is that correct?
That's a guaranteed fact. Absolutely, copacetically, obviously, righteously. That Holy Ghost would come because Jesus Christ is in love with that power. He praises that power. He set the example. So if he praises the power that is in him, then we must praise the power that is in him, that is in us, because we have the power to bring the Holy Ghost down from heaven by praising Jesus. Jesus, when we praise that Jesus Christ, he gives us that energy, and then we become in love with that magnanimous, almighty Christ energy. And we praise and adore, and we thank the energy, Jesus Christ energy, which bears his name, like you said earlier, because by praising that magnanimous energy, Jesus Christ energy, or eternal energy, we become young, vital, energetic, untired, purified, glorified, fired up, and ain't taking no negative anymore. You know, you get to the point that you become radically, righteously saved. You become radically anew, tenaciously, divinely ready to go forward, onward, forever, upward, in the light of Jesus Christ.
All right. You heard it here live, Son of God University. Jesus Christ, the powerful name, the name that's above every name,
yes.
The Lord God, Jah Jesus.
That's
that Jah Jesus, he is powerful.
Amen.
He is dynamic. He knows every thought of everybody on the planet at one time. Now, what kind of God can do that? I mean, this being is worthy to be praised. This
yes.
Holy Ghost within you is definitely worthy to be worshiped and praised. So once you start praising the Son of God, like my brother said, the being, the Son of Man, then after the Holy Ghost come into you, then you start praising that Holy Ghost within you. That's your Redeemer. He gave you all that you need. That's what you need, my loving brothers and sisters. It's so much in the Christian world has got away from this Holy Ghost. This Holy Ghost is the main bada boom. It's the main power that you need. Without that, you're going to have all kind of stirrup in the physical church. If you go to a physical church and you don't have the Holy Ghost, you're going to see people doing all kind of stuff. That's why the Christian church has such a bad name. They say, they're supposed to be Christians. They're doing this, they're doing that. They can't help themselves, because without the power, my loving brother, you're going to do everything. You can't do nothing without the power of the Holy Ghost. The power of the Holy Ghost directs you. It preserves you. It does everything. It changes your ways. Drug addicts have the power. It's been on the TV. You've seen them on TBN or wherever, they came in, and they all of a sudden had changed life. What changed them? The change is of the power of the Holy Ghost. The power cuts through that energy, energizes you. It moves all that negative out. It puts Jesus' spirit within you, and so it moves it out, so you have no craving for that particular drug or whatever you. That's the only way that you can come over the hump and become purified is through the power of the Holy Ghost. Usually when they come other ways, they go back. But with the power of the Holy Ghost, it preserves you, and especially if you live the life more and more, you get more and more Holy Ghost. You don't just get that. It's a growing of the Holy Ghost, as my brother says. You grow with it, and it energizes you. And then pretty soon, you become the love light Jesus Christ. When somebody hits you in the head, you're not ready to knock them out. You know, you're going to step back, and you're going to think for a minute. Okay, you know, you're going to have love and compassion for your brother.
And give them a hug in the club.
You got it right. You heard my brother. Give him a hug in the club instead of a knock in the head, you know. But, you know, the point is the point is that you're going to have love. Then you're going to have forgiveness.
Yeah.
You're going to have forgiveness when somebody doesn't. You're going to have forgiveness. You can't forgive. We was in the church of grace. They said, I can't forgive. What are you talking about? I can't forgive. We was in Sunday school. I remember. No, you can't. You don't have the Holy Spirit. That's why you can't. Oh. When you have the Holy Spirit, you can forgive. You can't do nothing yourself.
Right.
That's why it's very important, like my brother says, to get the Holy Spirit. He told you how to get the Holy Spirit. It's a way to get it. You know, go through it again. You repent. After you repent, you go to the Lord Jesus Christ, and you start worshiping him. You start praising him like crazy. Then all of a sudden, first of all, you have to ask for it. You have to ask for it. You know, even though he knows all things, you have to ask. So you ask for the Holy Ghost, and you start praising him. You praise him. Then you start thanking him for it. Remember, we start talking about Thanksgiving. You thank him before. Thank you for the Holy Spirit. After that, then the Holy Spirit will come on. It's an energy. It's a divine energy. It's a force of light energy. It's cosmic energy. That's what the Holy Ghost is. It's energy, baby. Everybody wants energy. They drinking monster drinks. They drinking this. They drinking that. Let's face it. Everybody wants the energy. They want the energy to live, to have enough energy to work, to do everything. Energy is the main thing. They got all kind of energy pills, millions of dollars. Let's spend that money on that time. It's not on that. Let's spend it on praising Jesus, for you can get the eternal energy, that energy which will energize you through anything. Energy, if you're in sports or whatever, it'll give you the energy. Get the divine Son of God, Jesus energy. As you get that energy, you'll move and you'll groove, baby.
That's right, baby. You hit it right on the thumbs, nose, and feet. It's a reality. You know, in the book of the Gospel of St. John, 4th chapter, verse 24, in the King James Version, they said, and they left a word out, and I'll tell you about it. They said, God is a spirit. They that worship God, worship him in spirit and in truth. Now, they inserted the word a. God is a spirit. But in the original Greek, it was God is hagio, spirit. Hagio comes from the Greek word, which means holy. So it looked like the writers wanted to confuse the people.
Wouldn't want to do that. Come on.
Oh, yeah.
Come on. No,
some of
no.
Them, some of those
the priests don't want to do that. Come on, my brother. Let's not accuse them.
You'd be amazed at some of the fathers, the church fathers, when they did this. Because, you know, His Royal Majesty, King James, back in 1611, 403 years ago, now I believe it's 404 years ago, had the Bible translated. A lot of people think he, the individual king, did it. No, he hired 50 scholars. And between the scholars, some of them were kind of, you know, wanted to control the people and stuff like that.
No,
and so,
come on.
Oh, yeah, baby. And so through the original Greek, it says God is hagios, a spirit. And they that worship hagios, spirit, worship hagios, spirit and truth. So spirit and truth, hagio is holy. So it was pertaining to the Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, the one that's on the earth today, the omnipresent energy.
So they wanted to get people away from the energy, from being self-sufficient with the energy.
Exactly. And, you know, if you look at ancient Northwest history, if you heard me mention when I was playing the role of a CNN and a AP News, and I am a meteorologist, you know, and I was given that May 18, 1980, news report, a break, what do you kind of say that break, update, breaking news. Spirit Lake up there, and it was also called Hagios Lake, Hagios Spirit Lake. And so when you translate it, that lake up in the volcano was called Holy Spirit Lake. but they abbreviated and took out Hagio, like the King James Version, and they just said Spirit Lake at Mount St. Helens. Now look at that. That mountain is called St. Helens. She must praise Jesus. Saints. Saints are worshipers and lovers and divine devotees to Jesus Christ. So that mountain was called Mount St. Helens. She was saved. And it was also the lake, Spirit Lake, in its original was called Hagio Spirit Lake. So by interpretation, Holy Spirit Lake. Now, that volcano up there, you know, in the Puget Sound region, we're speaking about Mount St. Helens in the Puget Sound, the northwest of America, Washington State, Holy Ghost headquarters. When that volcano erupted, one of the writers, I didn't get his name, but blessed be him, from the Seattle Post-Intelligencer Times newspaper, they put a whole article about a page back in the 80s. And when that volcano erupted, and they say, out of all what I read, I remember this phrase. He said, that mountain underwent a baptism of Holy Ghost and fire. Man, I thought that was magnanimous. And my brother and I, we were there in the Puget Sound in 1980 after the Seattle Supersonic Basketball team won the World Championship prior in 1979 in June. So we were going to, we knew about the volcano was going to erupt. You know, they kept telling the people it's going to erupt, it's going to do a major eruption. So that was May 18, my brother and I, we got together, we were getting ready to go to Mount St. Helens. We was going to go, which is about 151 miles from downtown Seattle, Washington. And we prepared ourselves, all excited. It was a May, warm, sunny day. At that early morning hours, just before 8:32 a.m., we were going to take off around, hours, like about 6 o'clock in the morning. So the temperature was a mild 57 degrees. And as we were driving and, you know, getting all excited, we heard the breaking news. Just like you heard me do the breaking news replica of it about the volcano had blew its top. 57 people have died. Like, what? What did you say? Let's really go up there now. And then but the state police and the patrol, they say, hey, this place is blocked off, and we couldn't go. We wanted some excitement, and we wanted to be there to witness the eruption, but we were in the midst of the eruption. So just to show you, my sweetheart babies, Washington State had an experience of excitement and jubilation. Washington State, in the Pacific Northwest, was experiencing the shower of volcanic ash. It looked like snow. It looked so pretty because when it was coming down, the whole streets filled up. It looked like snow coming down out of the heavens, but it was coming from the volcano because it shot way up in the heavens, over 10,000 feet high because it did a lot. And so to show you the power of praising Jesus Christ, see, this whole program is about Son of God, the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And then the eternal energy, the Son, S-U-N, the Son of God, Yohei-Bohei, vital Yahweh energy, Jesusi Christ energy.
Isn't that was in the Bible before the Son of God? They had S-U-N, referring more to the light of Christ instead of the Son of God?
Yes.
Can you get into that as far as, and they have Lord the Son?
Yes.
They used to have Lord the Son a lot in the Bible, and that was taken out.
Right.
Well, I can't believe my loving brothers took that out, but, you know, that was taken out because I'm thinking they didn't want the people to be free and more self-sufficient.
You're right. I know so, my brother. They did not want the people to be free. See, the religious body wanted to control the people. They wanted to control the masses. At one time, it was an offense to read the Bible in public. You would get lynched by the church fathers. So back in the 5th century, or before the 5th century, in the Holy Spirit translation of the Bible, a lot of the creation, it said the Lord, the Son, the Lord, the S-U-N, just like the name of our university, Son of God University. And so they gave credit and credence to the great eternal power of Jesus Christ. They knew of that great power, and they recognized the omnipresent energy was everywhere present. And that's why if they would have kept everything original like it was back in the day, the people would be depending on the light of Christ instead of being dependent on the priesthood of the religious churches. And see, the pimps wanted, the spiritual pimps, they wanted to control the minds of the people. That's called witchcraft. Witchcraft, and in the religious body, it's called priestcraft. Priests controlling the people. Now, we're not here to turn you against any priest of any church. We love all the people. Like I said before, we love all the churches. We don't agree with everything that goes on, but we love everybody in the universe. Believe me, we love everybody, living or dead. So it's imperative that we express our love to the Lord Jesus Christ and to be wrapped in him. Because let me throw some scriptures out again. Romans, the 13th chapter, verse 14. We said this the other day, yesterday month. The apostle said, put ye on Lord Jesus Christ and make not provision for the flesh thereof. And there's probably some more in there, but I'm just quoting it. I'm not reading it. And so in there, now notice what he said. The apostle said, put on a clothing, like a robe of light. Put ye on Lord Jesus Christ. The word Lord means light, the light, omnipresent, radiant deity. So light Jesus Christ is in us, and it's around us. So Paul was saying, put ye on the Lord Jesus Christ. Put ye on the light of Christ. And then he even told you what the name of the light of Christ is, Jesus Christ. Put ye on Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why my brother and I, we keep emphasizing, like we said earlier, it's a shame. And my brother was going to say it's a damn shame, but I'm not going to say it's a damn shame over the radio. But
did you just say that? Okay.
No, I just say the damn shame.
Oh, okay.
But as Jesus said in his book, To God the Glory, he said the word damn, whether it's spelled with the M or an N, D-A-M-N, D-A-M-N or D-A-M, it's the same. The damn means to stop your progress. It's not really a curse word unless you use it in a vulgatory way. So it's interesting how that religious people, they act like they're allergic to Jesus Christ. I'm speaking of the churches that's supposed to be Christian. Like my brother and I said, the Muslims, you know who their God is. Allah Akbar. Boing. People know. They're not ashamed to use the name Allah, which is Arabic, which is from the Aramaic parent language, which is Allah. And the Christians, if they're going to say God, don't be allergic to use it. Now, if you're going to say God, say Jehovah. Use that romantic, sexy name, Jehovah. Oh, Jehovah, I love you. No, that's the Father Almighty, the grandfather of the universe. If they're going to speak about the Son of God, don't be afraid to say Jesus. And I know many ministers are allergic to say Jesus. So you can say Jesus Christ, or you can say Lord Jesus Christ. And while I'm talking, I want to congratulate this young lady in the United States of America, in the Pacific Northwest, Linwood, Washington, Alderwood, Washington area, Bopar. Congratulations. I give a shout-out to you, sweetheart, Bopar. It's a lady that knows my wife, and they're very good friends. This lady was raised in the Buddhist temple for years, probably nearly 40 years, and she has come to Jesus Christ. She has got excited. She got christened by my wife, and she was able to witness the love and the power of Jesus Christ. And that's one of millions that have come to Jesus Christ. And I think that's very touching when you know somebody and they've been, throughout movements and different problematic systems. And then she said, wow, this Jesus really is real. And so she's praising, saying, Lord Jesus, I love you. Lord Jesus, I love you. See, this role is really a simple way, but it's not to be blocked. And ministers have tried to block the way and make it hard. They say, oh, it's a hard, arduous way. No, it's not. When a person want to do something, they're going to do it. And then these other people, they alive from the pit to hell, you can't feel God. Oh, yeah? I bet you feel that tallywhacking when you put that hand down and put it inside your woman. You see what I mean? I'm not going to say dick on the airwaves, but, they feel something. Now, think church, folks. Think church and all the people. Feeling is a reality. The Almighty Creator gave us a feeling. Because when Doug works in his garden, the engineer, he feels what he does. He plants those shrubs and those fruits, and he expects it to grow. He gets excited. He feels that. When a man's kissing a woman, and especially they do the French style, they feel that. When a person's eating food, they feel that. But when it comes to worshiping Jesus, well, I guess you don't feel it today. You just sit up there and sing a dead song. At the cross, where I first saw black eyed peas. You see, hey, wait a minute, kids. Wake up. It's at the Christ, where I first saw the light, and the Christ light lives in me today. I was there by faith. to rejoice in Christ. I am filled with the Holy Ghost all day long.
That's the problem right there. They don't have the Holy Ghost, my loving brother. Because, see, when you have that Holy Ghost, that energy gives you a feeling. The energy is feeling.
Oh, okay.
It feels, it's within you. It makes you feel, you think you feel. Now, wait till you get that Holy Ghost.
Yes.
That Holy Ghost is very feminine. It's very feeling, little boy.
Is it affectionate?
It's very affectionate.
Attractive?
It's very attractive. It's very girly.
Yes.
I mean, you would definitely have feeling. You think you have feeling? You think you love your wife now? Huh. Get the Holy Ghost.
Yes, that's right.
The Holy Ghost is very romantic. The Holy Ghost is very love vibration, baby.
Yes.
And that's why my brother was saying that, and it's true. People who sing dead songs like that, they don't have the Holy Ghost. Because if you had the Holy Ghost, you'll be excited. You will always be excited. I'm not saying some days you're there, but you do the Holy Ghost, you'll become excited, whatever you go through. And that Holy Ghost, you got to have it. You got to have it. If you don't have it on every coast, I'm sorry, baby. Because if you don't have it, how are you going to communicate with the Lord Jesus Christ?
And how are you going to enjoy French toast and beef pot roast and stay on your coast? Without the Holy Ghost.
You got that right.
Who is the Lord of hosts,
Ghost.
Whom we love the most.
You got that right, baby. And so by loving this Holy Spirit and by getting in the groove with it, it'll make you have feeling. Everybody's after a feeling.
Yeah.
Everybody. They the feeling is a strong sensation. Everybody likes a feeling. And so where you going for drugs? I think people go to drugs. They like the feeling.
Smoke that blunt.
And smoke the blunt.
Charge.
Yeah. They like the feeling.
Yeah, that's right,
it's a
brother.
Feeling.
Yes.
Now, get the Holy Ghost.
That's the ultimate feeling.
That's the ultimate feeling. It's a feeling you can't comprehend. I mean, it's a feeling inside, you know. It's a love, Jones. It makes you romantic.
Yes.
It makes you sparkle through that because it has the radiance of the Christ light. And we're going to get into that because we didn't get to say about that St. Patrick's Day.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say something about St. Patrick. Well, know about him. St. Patrick was into that. See, he was a priest. He got kicked out because he got into, he said, hey, I praise the God within me, the Holy Ghost. And he was radiant. He was so in love with it, he started turning blue. His aura was blue. He was a blue. They say green. No. Green, they use that because he like nature. He was in trees and valleys and stuff like that. But no, he was radiant blue, the blue Christ light, like on our website, the blue Christ light. See, blue is love, that blue Christ light. And so he was radiant with that. And they kicked him out because he said, I'm in God. And people used to come to him for healings. He healed people. He was a great lover of Jesus Christ in a different kind of way, not in a sort of Orthodox church way. He got into nature. He was worshiping that Christ light. He started radiating the blue love of Christ. And so people start coming out there, and he was healing all kinds of people. Now, these leprechauns that you see were the demons that came out of these people. It could have been these 3-foot, what do they call them?
Grays.
But they see how they twist things around, you know. But he was, by the devils, he was casting out devils. And that could have been those devils running around that they saw. And then they twisted. See how they twist up. So he was a saint, believe it.
Yes.
He was a saint. And he lived in the wilderness, in the hanging in the trees, in the forests, in the valleys. And people knew of him because of his radiant blue light around him. He was just radiant. He was like Krishna. You remember Krishna back in India, how Krishna radiated the blue, the all-attractive light.
Yeah.
He was radiant blue. He was radiant blue. And he healed a lot of people. And so I just want to give a tip on that because a lot of people, see, when you hear something saint, it's something to it. But a lot of, when you hear it and then you see it, you know, on mainstream, you don't know the in-depth of it.
That's
everything is centered around the Lord Jesus Christ. We say St. Valentine's. All these things, like Mount St. Helens, everything is around the Lord Jesus Christ. You can't get away from it.
<That's right. laughs>
Everything centered around him.
Is it true that the Lord Jesus Christ created this planet Earth?
You better believe it. You know, we went into that before.
Yes, that's right.
How he created that, and he created our bodies.
Yes.
You know, it was the Lord Jesus Christ that went and begged the Father, pleaded to him. Because before, like the Father was telling me, that before we were going to be transfigured in our just a spirit. We wasn't going to have a body.
Right.
You can't have a God. You can't be a God. You can't become a God. Jesus said, oh, no, Father. Oh, no. I love them. You love those heathens? I love them.
Right.
I want to go down in a body like them and plead the blood, for they have a chance to become a God. And the Father said, oh, come on, come on. They had a meeting about this, a long meeting. Come on, you don't want to deal with those heathens. They ain't, come on, look at them. We can see in the future. Look, oh, come on, it's going to be, come on. I'll go down in the body. I'll take a temple down. I'll be crucified in the blood. Get the Christ energy. I'll be the redeemer of the planet through the Christ light. So the Father said, okay, my loving son. And he did it. And if it wasn't for him, we wouldn't be here today. We wouldn't have a planet like this. It was fragile before. It was like, I mean, a little sin was just fragile. It wasn't like hard as rock. Jesus made this because this kind of planet could take any kind of sin, anything, anything. It's not going to be destroyed. It can't be because Jesus knew what the hell he's doing. He knew how to make it. And it's so hard. You can, look at our bodies. People on drugs, everything, still living. You say, how are they living? Jesus' body, he's giving them a chance to overcome. So through Jesus, like my brother said, all things are possible. And by having this loving body, we should be overjoyed to praise him and the energy. Because he's worthy to be praised in every day of our lives. Because I wouldn't be here. My brother wouldn't be. We all wouldn't be here. I don't care who you are. You wouldn't be here if it wasn't for Jesus. He's the main reason. And I'm talking about the Son of Man. And then I'm talking about the Holy Ghost, the Son of Man. So without that, Jesus, remember, you wouldn't be here. And it's through his mercy that the plan is still going on. Because he has the power to say, hey, do it. The Father said, I give you all power. Father can't do nothing. That's all he said. He has power, but the Father said, his word is one. You're in charge. So Jesus been in the body. He knows how everything is. He knows how weaknesses are. He experienced every weaknesses that we experience, more so than the Father, because he's been in the body. So he'll give you a chance, but don't take him for granted.
That's right. Is that why Jesus said in the scripture, come unto me, all you who are heavy laden in labor and heavy laden, and I will give you rest. My yoke is easy, love. My burden is light, the very light of Christ.
Explain that, my brother.
Okay. When Jesus said, come to me, all you that labor, you know, worked and tired, or if you're unemployed, or anything, if you're going through any kind of trials, tribulations, and you're just tired of sin, you want to change your life, you want to come and be the magnanimous human being that you're supposed to be, you cry out to the Redeemer of the universe, the Lord of the universe, the Savior, Jesus. You cry out to Jesus, or Jesus. And when you pray to him and talk to him and commune with Jesus Christ, things happen. Millions of people have changed their lives because of the light of Christ. Jesus, when you pray to Jesus, his energy is so omnipresent, like my brother questioned earlier, you don't have to scream and say, hey, dude, hey, Jesus up there, hey, can you hear me? Hey, your thoughts in your mind. You see, we pray on the program, we don't pray for our sake. We do it for your sake, television audience, a radio audience. We already be prayed up, you know, when we're here, we're communicating and praying to the light of Christ, Holy Spirit, and then we come on the airways and my brother would do it, I would do it, or I would go first, he'd go. All that is to show you, or give you a pattern, an example of becoming in love with Jesus. A lot of people, they say, oh, God, I want this. Oh, I want that. No, start out with thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus, for this. I love you, Jesus. I adore you, sweetheart. Thank you, Jesus, for this. Or thank you for that. Give the, you know, you heard the examples about I love you, I love you, I love you. And then my brother goes to his prayer. It's a magnanimous love relationship. As we become more and more in love with Jesus, we would never have a chance to get bored like Nicole. You know, some people, they're just bored, bored, boredom, boredom, boredom. They don't love Jesus. And these people say they're Christians. No, they're not. Like you said, they don't got no ghost holy. They have not been baptized in the fire of Jesus Christ. Jesus is the most magnanimous being in the universe. the most ultimate, the most loving, the supreme royal king, the divine deity, Jesus, Lord Jesus Christ, sweet Jesus, that name will get you high. I know, we know for a fact, the other day in the Buddha, I was praising Jesus, and I was talking to the Holy King Geisy, known as Holy Spirit Energy. And as I was praising that Holy Spirit energy, I just laid back and said, use the name. Just magnify that name of the Jesus energy. I said, okay. And so I just started saying, Jesus. And I was getting higher than Cat Williams smoking the blunt. And I love you, Cat Williams, baby, sweetheart. And I had a field day. You know? It was like, whoa. And my head was swimming, and my soul was flying, and my spirit was elevated, and my body was levitated. And I said, I'm having a ball.
Did you see the earth, the whole earth, like Cat Williams, and the what did he say? He saw the satellites.
Yeah, he looked down and saw the earth and saw different cities. I see Chicago, I see this state, and I see that was groovy. And you know, that is a reality.
I know.
That is, because I remember I had an incident where I was caught up, and it started in slow motion when this being, he didn't say who he was, but I knew it had to be Jesus, because he did his thumbs like I do my thumbs on my nosy, and he had that bright shining a robe in his hand, and he had his arm around me, and we were and bear hug style, and we were levitating slowly, and we were lifting up, and as I began to see India and you know, homelands and Calcutta, and then I began to see Chicago, Illinois, and the United States of America, then I began to see Honduras and the Central America, and I said, wow. Then I was back to the great city of Los Angeles, and then San Diego, and then I saw New York City. I saw even the small city of Youngstown, Ohio, where I went to college, and then Paradise, Hawaii, and it was phenomenal. Then we saw South England. You know, it's like slow motion, and then all of a sudden, he said, "Hold on, we're gonna zoom in the light," and I was taken up. It was so powerful, and I had a blast. I had a ball, and we went up, and then we came back down again to another country. And the whole purpose of that, I asked Jesus Christ. I say, because my dad is, you know, living over here in India, and I'm over there, and we're all around the world, because we own the world. And I said, I pray to Jesus, because when I went to this church in Seattle, they say, "What do you want for God to answer your prayer?" I said, "I want to find out if my dad's alive." Because he's been gone, he's over doing the ministry over there, and I want to know where he is. And I said, "I have the answer for you next week," because we had to have the answer for the people. So I said, "Now, Jesus, you heard that in the Mount Zion Church. We have to have the answer, and I got to go back to tell them my dad is alive or dead or something. I can't go back to say, well, I didn't get no answer prayer." So, anywho, a couple of days later, that's when I was caught up, and at that time I was in the Puget Sound, the Seattle, Washington area, when I was levitated up, and then he took me over there. It was nighttime in the American area, and when I would land over in Calcutta, India, no, Agra, India, he's in Agra, India, and then I seen this man that were praising Allah, Akbar, Jesus Christ. I said, "Oh, they're praising all kind of names, you know." And I looked over there, I said, "Oh, there he is. He's alive. Let me go get him, Jesus. Let me go." He said, No. He won't understand this. You know, I said, "But he's right there." He says, "Not now. Time is not." I said, "Okay." But to show you, I got the answer to my prayer back in the day, and how Jesus Christ, his holy power, levitate and took me over there and brought me back to the Jesus town. But I never did go back to that church. I was supposed to go back the following week. I didn't go. So they don't know, but if you're listening, Mount Zion, you know now, in the Puget Sound region. That was back in the 80s or something, I believe, around that time. But just to show you the power of Jesus Christ.
You better believe it. The power of the name.
Yes.
The name is glorious. It's wonderful. I mean, you have to experience it.
Yes.
I mean, don't believe what we say. Experience it for yourself.
That's right.
You know, that's the test. You know, everybody say this, you listen to us, you listen to whoever, and the point is you have to make the move. You have to do it. Once you make the move, and just like the my sister-in-law, her friend, she made the move, and now she's happily in love with Jesus.
Yeah.
And many more millions are. It's millions of people that's coming into this, you know,
yes.
But it's still a lot of people that's still in the mortalistic, I'm saying, downtrodden way of life. And the only way to come out of it, I don't care if health-wise, financial-wise, like my brother used to think, well, is call on the Lord Jesus Christ. Call on. He's there knocking at the door. The consciousness, the inner Christ is there. It's knocking at your door. It's saying, come all ye that will come. Right. And he's in your consciousness. He's right there. He's closer than hands and feet. He's right there. There's no other God that's like that. You know,
right.
He's close. He's there always. He wants the Holy Spirit. Jesus Spirit loves human bodies.
Is that why the scripture says, know ye not that you are a temple of the Holy Spirit?
Right. It loves Holy Spirit.
Physical body?
It loves physical body.
The Holy Spirit can live inside of physical body?
He lives inside of physical body.
Oh.
The Holy Spirit loves physical beings. Loves them. Is anxious to come in there. But we have to let them in.
That's right.
You know, we have free will. That's Jesus' kingdom. Jesus' kingdom is free will. We can't force anybody. So, like my brother says, he loves physical bodies. They love physical bodies. They're anxious to get in, but we have to let them in. We have to want them to come. If you don't want them to come in, fine. We know some people, they don't want them to come in. That's okay. It's okay. You know, you don't want to have the benefits? Okay. That's okay. You know, but if you want the benefits, and you can see the reality once you start. It's a glorious way to live. I mean, on this earth, you want to have fun? Get into the Holy Spirit. Get into the Holy Spirit. You will have fun living on earth. It's like our loving brother Don. He has fun.
Yeah.
I mean, when he goes on the radio, he goes in the garden, start playing trees. He's talking about all these different trees he has and all these bushes. I mean, he's having fun. He's having a ball.
Yeah.
Life's supposed to be having fun.
Right.
It's not dreary. It's not like you go sad to a church with a big Bible, 50-pound Bible, your head down. Here I go again, send some sad prayers. Life is not like that. Life is happiness. It's joyfulness. You know, that's what life is about. And I'm sorry to say that a lot of Christians have the thing that have to be stern, they have to be sad, they have to always be in the building, they can't go out, they can't do anything, they can't go nowhere, they can't be with only their kind of people, they can't be with, it's like you're locked in. Jesus, you with everybody. You deal with everybody. You love everybody. You're not into a clique. Yeah. There's no cliques. You know, it's like me and my brother, we can deal with anybody. I don't care if you're a Buddhist. I love you. Talk to you. I don't care if you're a Krishna. I don't care if you're a Muslim. I don't care if you're a Christian. I don't care who you are. We love it. You could be an atheist. It doesn't matter.
What about an agnostic?
Agnostic? It doesn't matter.
That's
a Quaker?
Right.
It doesn't matter. You know, I've dealt with all those people.
What about a Jehovah's Witness?
A Jehovah's Witness, hey, it doesn't matter.
We love them more.
We love them more so. It doesn't matter.
That's right.
You know, a person of the light or Jesus dealt with everybody. So when you have the inner spirit of Jesus, you can deal with anybody.
Are we the Church of Christ?
We are the Church of Christ.
Oh, wow.
You hear it, my brother? We are the living Church of Christ. The Church of Christ is each individual that's embodied with the power of the Holy Ghost.
Yes.
That is the church. It's not a building. We want to, if you want to do that, it's okay. That's the slow way.
That's a nice thing to do.
But inner worship and stuff like that, going to a Seahawks football game or whatever, you know, playing, being in the garden, doing your garden, going in the mountains, skiing, whatever, that's what's happening, baby. You're using the energy.
That's right.
You see what I'm saying? You're using the energy. When you're up there on the, you know, we go up in the mountains, you're up in the mountains, man, you're skiing and you're doing it. Hey, you got to use the energy. It's no joke up there.
Especially if you go up the Mount St. Helens.
Yeah.
That's a live volcano. And Mount Rainier.
Yeah.
And Mount Brazier.
Yeah.
And watch it this
yeah. You go up there, you know. It's fun living on the planet. That's what it's about. It's not a dreary thing to live on the planet. Yes, my loving brother.
How come 86.5% of the Christian churches don't pray to Jesus? They always say God and Father, and it don't sound with no jubilation. How come?
Well, the main reason, my loving brother, is they don't have the power of the Holy Ghost, and they're not teaching the Holy Ghost. A lot of them, sorry to say, want them to depend on their priests.
Oh.
I'm sorry to say. I mean, I'm not They want to depend on. They don't want them to get the God with, get in touch with the God within them. That's how it started out. You said the priests. They left out the Lord, the Son. They left all that out. Then they had come to me, tell me all. You come to the priest and confess to them and stuff like that. I'm not saying nothing wrong, but the most confession, you go to the Holy Ghost and you go to the person. You know, the priests want you to depend on them, and that's becoming played out. Millions are leaving that, you know, right now. That's why I said the revolution is on. Many churches are folding up. I'm sorry to say they are. I mean, like, hey, if you're not into Jesus, you're going to fold up. That's just the reality.
Right.
Because people want truth. People are seeking whatever way they are. They are seeking. I don't care if they're New Age. I don't care if they're Christian or Muslim. People are seeking. And so when they hear the truth, the Son of God University, that's how come we have 993 million listening. It's because of the Holy Ghost. It ain't because of me. It's the Holy Ghost that's speaking and telling the truth, and they are agreeing with it.
Yes. That's right, baby. So we thank you, beautiful people, for listening to this great, glorious program. And we, until next time on Pentecost Sunday on June 1st, 2014, we will see you again or hear from you or, you know, manifest on the airwaves. Check out our website. And remember, our archives are free. They are free. You can hear them anytime, day or night. We love you. We're out of here. The canon. God Jesus, baby.
God Jesus, baby. You got to believe it.